Well, it is exactly 8:30, and we are going to turn our attention now to music by my guest, Douglas Nyans.
Thank you.
You were just listening to Silence from Two Looks at Silence by Douglas Nyans. The music dating from 2012 was just performed by the College Conservatory of Music, University of Cincinnati Chorale, conducted by Brett Scott. Well, I would like to warmly welcome Douglas Nyans, who is an Australian-American composer and winner of literally numerous awards. He is also the recipient of numerous commissions. Douglas Nyans was born in St. Louis and has studied and taught both here in America and in Australia. He has also been a visiting professor of composition at the National University of Singapore and at the Krakow Academy of Music in Poland. Douglas Nyans is currently Norman Dinnerstein Professor of Composition Scholar at the College Conservatory of Music, University of Cincinnati. Douglas, welcome. It is great to see you and have you here.
Thank you, Marvin. It's a huge honor to be here and have so much of your day devoted to little old me.
Well, it's not little old you. I mean, there's so much wonderful music, and I remember when I became very interested in your music. It was from the CD we're going to start with or go to in just a little while, but we'll talk about that in just a little bit.
Okay.
You are here on the East Coast for the premiere of your hour-long operatic monodrama, Backwards from Winter. The performance will be this Friday, May 25th at 7:30 p.m. at Symphony Space, 2537 Broadway at 95th Street in New York. And for ticket information, you can go to www.symphonyspace.org. And Douglas, we will be talking about this work later, and we'll also be playing your music all the way up until 11 o'clock this morning. Well, before we go to music, why don't you give us a little bit about the Douglas Nyans story? Share with us a bit about your early years, and when did you get interested in music? Were your parents musical?
No.
Okay. That answered that part of it already.
Yeah. My father was a shopping center manager, and my mother was a housewife and had also worked in various retail positions. So, no, not musicians at all. My father's father did play the piano, kind of bar piano, but he was quite fluent.
Okay.
And could play quite well. So I guess any musical things come from kind of his side of the gene pool.
Yeah, right.
And I did not get interested in music until my late teens. So I always was interested in art and communicating artistically somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very interested in visual art. And I just didn't have a facility for realistic, drawing or painting. And so then I started to explore music and thought, well, I better learn an instrument. And I was like 16 or something at the time when that happened.
So you didn't start early at all, then?
No, I'm very late.
A late bloomer. A late bloomer. Gotta love it. Well, let's go to your training and composition. How did that all start? Where did you go to school?
What happened was, I started listening, to classical music and was absolutely just blown away by its complexity and sophistication and depth. And I thought I'd really love to be a composer. But I was realistic enough to know that to be a composer without having studied an instrument would probably not make me a very good composer. And so I was looking for an instrument that I could quickly progress with. And so I tried various things, the violin, the clarinet, and finally settled on the flute and made fairly rapid progress.
Yeah, that's funny. I've heard that also. In fact, when I was in college, because I was in a music ed major, I had to take a semester of flute.
Right.
And I have to say, I'm not going to say that I was good. I was lousy. But I was able to read and at least get a tone, as long as the tone didn't just sound like a bunch of air.
Yeah.
And with me, a lot of hot air.
Right.
But the point is, though, is that I was able to eventually get a tone at it.
Right.
And I did do pretty well.
Yeah, some people have the physiology that will allow them, or physiognomy, I guess it is, that will allow them to play the flute. Others may have, a bowed lip, so-called, with a kind of dip in the middle where you would want really the embouchure to be. And they have trouble with it. Some people can't get the angle right and can't get a sound out of it. I think instruments kind of find you. You know what really suits your body and the way you feel and think. And the flute suited me, and I did well on it, and through that got into university as a music major.
As a music major. Now, composition. When did you get interested in composition? Number one, and how did you? And number two, if you want to, describe your very first work.
Well, my. Okay, I'll answer your first question
first.
Yeah,
I'm loading it up.
Yeah,
I know.
I got into composition was that, as I said before, I always wanted to be a composer, and kind of the instrumental studies was a deep sideline, and it for a long time felt like my main thing. But I always was interested in composition. So when I got into music school, I took electives in composition and got composition lessons through and wrote pieces and got them performed and played in them and things like that. So that's how I started with composition. But my very first composition
That's what I want to hear.
Was a cadenza for a Mozart flute concerto.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's very, very interesting.
And so that was my first dots on paper exercise. And it was okay. I mean, my teacher didn't throw me out of the studio.
Oh, well, that was a good sign.
I guess that worked well.
Well, let's go now to your life a little bit, I guess. You're described as an Australian-American composer.
Right.
How much time have you spent there, and how much time have you spent here?
It's been a bit of a yo-yo kind of...
That's what I noticed.
We went to Australia when I was 13. We moved there, and I did my... finished high school and did my undergraduate composition and flute degree at the Australian National University there. And then I went to Melbourne and worked as a freelance composer for about 5 years. And then I went to McDowell Colony, and either side of that one month I was at McDowell, I went to New York City and was recruited by Queen's College to study with Thea Musgrave.
Oh, wonderful.
And so I had this offer. So I went back to Australia with this offer and thinking, oh gosh, do I really move back to the U.S.? And so I did, and I don't regret it at all. It was a fantastic years I spent there. And so then...
You went back. You were in Tasmania.
Well, what happened then is that I went to grad school in Queens, and then I went to get my doctorate at Yale, and then I got a job in the U.S. In Alabama, and stayed there for 7 or 8 years, I think, and then got a job back in Australia, and was there for about 8 or 9 years, and then got a job back in America.
So, and this is where you've been since?
Right.
Right. I was trying to figure it out because I was reading your bio. And, I mean, you've been back and forth.
Yeah.
And despite that, I mean, you were born in St. Louis.
I was.
But anyway, I thought that would be kind of a fun thing to explore a little bit, because I saw you were back and forth to try to figure out. I guess it's kind of like a puzzle, seesaw kind of.
It is like a seesaw. And, you know, I'm a dual citizen. So, and my wife is Australian. So, We kind of feel Australian-American. We feel very at home in both places.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Both places are, of course, very different, but we feel right at home in both.
Very good. Well, Douglas, let's go now to music. We're going to hear your Soar. This is your Concerto for Cello and Orchestra. And what is the significance of the title, and when was the work written?
The work was written in about, I think, 2002, or three.
I won't hold you to it if you're a year off.
And the idea behind the piece is that, you know, a lot of my pieces really are not so much about music as about life, you know. And with this piece, it really is about the human spirit and how a human spirit can soar past obstacles, difficulties,
heartache.
And that's really what it's about, and hopefully it's an optimistic kind of piece.
Well, we're going to hear it now. This is music by my guest, Douglas Nians. Our cellist is Yiji Hoshek, and he is joined by the Bohuslav Martinu Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Christopher Lyndon G. We listen to Soar, Concerto for Cello and Orchestra No. 1 by my guest, Douglas Nians. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you were listening to music by my guest, Douglas Nians, and I thought I would give my guest, the composer, the honor of reading and telling the world what we just heard.
That was Soar, my concerto, first concerto for cello and orchestra, with Jerzy Hoszek, violoncello, the Bohuslav Martinu Philharmonic Orchestra, and Christopher Lyndon G. conducting.
You did a wonderful job.
Well, thank you.
You told me way back you did a little radio.
A little bit of radio.
Yeah. Sounds exciting. Well, anyway.